Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
I said, I don't smoke. And I said, okay, but if you meet somebody, you need to take them up to the room. No smoking. I said, if I meet somebody and they want to smoke, they can smoke out in the hall. There's no smoking in the hall. I said, and they go down to the lobby. He goes, why make them go down to the lobby? Just let me put you in the smoking room, and they can smoke right in the room. I said, who the fuck are you talking about? Do you know something I don't know? Get up to my room, they have a little card on the pillow. It says, for turn down service, dial 66. I dialed 66, and this girl got on and said, I wouldn't go out with you for the last guy on earth.
You ever rent a movie that was released a while ago and you enjoy it, but there's kind of that awkwardness because you can't talk about it with anyone? You're like, hey, I just saw Heat. Heat, I saw that 6 years ago. I want to talk about it now. No, loser.
I got thrown out of a bar in New York City. Now, when I say I got thrown out of a bar, I don't mean somebody asked me to leave. We walked to the door together, and I said, bye, everybody, I gotta go. Six bouncers hurled me out of a nightclub like I was a frisbee. Those big old bouncers that go home every night, watch Roadhouse, and beat off. You know what I'm talking about? Patrick Swayze's hitting another guy. For wearing a hat. I walk into a bar with a hat on. This guy, real pissy, goes, took off the hat! I'm like, what's the deal? He goes, I'll tell you what the deal is. Faggots in this area wear hats. We're trying to keep them out of a club. I'm like, oh, really? The only way we could tell down south is if they have their hair cut like yours.
They always want the writer to work for nothing. And the problem is that there's a goddamn many writers who have no idea that they're supposed to be paid every time they do something. They do it for nothing. I don't take a piss without getting paid for it. I get so angry about this because you're undercut by all the amateurs. It's the amateurs who make it tough for the professionals.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
My grandma hung herself on a tree in the Caribbean. My sister's on the dope and my brother always picks his nose.
Never heard this?
Mm-mm.
And dad is only happy when he's waving mama's pantyhose.
I mean, I like it, but I've never heard it.
I just lost my job to a goddamn robot.
Good times.
That's the best part of it. Swartzen doing gay robot on that Adam Sandler. That was the Mule session. I was talking about it before we started the show, and that's on, it's on Shh, Don't Tell.
Shh.
Isn't that the name? Yeah, that's the name of the record, Shh, Don't Tell. It's the one where there's lots of good bits on it, but it didn't get as much, I guess, play and notoriety as
What the Hell Happened to Me.
They're All Gonna Laugh at You and What the Hell Happened to Me.
Both great.
No!
No!
They're All Gonna Laugh at You.
No! Those are like the last two albums with comedy skits that people would sit down and listen to.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
And repeatedly.
Yeah.
I listened to both of those albums on more than once or twice.
I don't know. I listened to the Robert Schimmel album like at least 75 times. You know who that is?
I do.
Bob
Rest
Schimmel.
Rest in peace to Robert Schimmel.
Yeah, I have all of his records, all of them autographed too.
Really?
Yeah, I was
How
looking
many
at it.
He
had four, I think.
Really?
It was one yesterday where he's naked holding balloons. And he signed it, Tim, thanks for the balloons. We used to go see him every time he was in town, didn't we? Even when we had to pay to go.
Yeah. Wait, he didn't kill himself.
No, he had cancer.
Who
but
am
he
I
got
thinking
killed
of?
In a car crash.
Oh, that's right. He beat cancer and then he got killed.
Well, he beat cancer and then he got cancer again.
Yeah.
And I think he was
He was dating,
in recovery, but I don't know. I think he still had cancer when he died. But
it was a weird situation.
He didn't die from the cancer. Yeah. Like
he was dating his daughter's best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
There was some weird shit, and then she was driving when they got in this wreck, and he died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I love the bit on one of his records where he's talking about getting a hotel room, and like, do you want a smoking room? He goes, no, I'll take the non-smoking. He goes, why don't you just get a smoking room? What if you bring somebody back? He goes, what do you think I'm going with?
Yeah.
I don't remember the bit. He's
like, well, you know you can't smoke in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of? The dude that killed himself.
Oh, Richard Jenny.
That's exactly.
Yeah. God, he was funny.
Yeah, yes, he was great,
very
too.
Funny.
Yeah. And like, he was a comedian's comedian. Mm-hmm. They all loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Gilbert loved him. They were good friends. I guess they all came up together.
Yeah.
I was listening to Gilbert's Amazing Colossal podcast. I was listening to one from July 11th with John Biner. I didn't know he was on the show because I haven't caught up yet. And I was like super excited because when I was a kid, I loved John Biner. Didn't you, Jeff?
Yeah, we've talked about him on the podcast before.
Just that show, Bizarre.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Bizarre.
He's one of those guys that was, he bridges the generation from like 40s and 50s shit, you know, through the boomers and right into us.
Right.
And Steph and I were saying, because Biner did the best Ed Sullivan. And
Jackie Mason?
He did that too. I mean, right, we did talk about him before, but he did that Ed Sullivan that was perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you do him now, people aren't going to know who the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's what we were saying.
We will.
We're like the last generation, yeah, really, that's going to know who the hell
right
Ed Sullivan
is. Right now, because we didn't really we never watched his show, but
right.
we were exactly. aware of him. We were aware of Jack Benny and all those great guys.
Who are those people? Have they ever been on Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
I knew Jack Benny from the cartoon with the, you know, the mouse.
Yeah.
That's how I knew Jack Benny.
Have they ever been in a car singing karaoke with whoever that guy is?
James Corden.
I tried watching late night TV recently.
Yeah.
And,
don't like Corden, huh?
No, my default was Conan because it was familiar.
Yeah. I've said before, I'm still a Kimmel guy.
I record Kimmel and I just fast forward through the crap I don't care about.
Yeah. But, I mean, even his bits, and I think the writing on that show is really good, too. It's not just him.
They are. I appreciate Kimmel. Kimmel is the only one of the newer ones that carry that mantle of the Letterman-type show.
Yeah.
Because, well, like, if you look at, what am I thinking?
Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon?
No, Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert.
I haven't watched one
from what I've
minute
seen,
of that show.
It's a lot
I watched, like, the first week. But
it's a lot of politics and, you know, just him, you know, agreeing with, you know, the liberal majority.
Yeah,
and I don't care. I mean, whatever you are is fine with me. I don't give a fuck, really. I mean, that's really me to a T if you boil it down. But I don't want to be lectured while I'm watching a show.
He's way funnier than that show.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember him when he was Noblet on Strangers with Candy?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He's funny. He's a very, very funny guy. But you know what? You know, Letterman didn't do that shit. No. Ever. Maybe toward the end he did. I don't know. I don't care. But Letterman didn't do politics, and that's why he was successful. Jay Leno didn't do politics. And I guess Jimmy Fallon is following that mode. You know, it's more of a variety show.
I feel like Jimmy, like, I don't watch Jimmy Fallon too much, but I feel like he would be more in our sensibilities.
He is. He is. He's good. I mean, that's a good show, don't you think, Joe?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an adequate show. It's not Letterman.
I mean, not to sound cliche like everybody else on social media, but I do get kind of tired of celebrities karaokeing shit, you know, the lip-syncing crap. I mean, that's kind of, can we retire it? Maybe just do it a couple times a month? I don't know.
No, that's because, you know why that happens, is because it was successful once, and then the bean counters and the social media people and the consultant said, hey, everyone has to do this. Remember, we have a Facebook page. And the worst thing is radio tries to, you know, to do that. The radio executives and the radio people are like, well, listen, you know what you got to do? You got to embrace this new technology. and listeners, really, you know, your hardcore P1 listeners, now that's radio speak for the people who always listen to you. They're called P1s.
P1s?
And then people who scan the dial, they're called P2s.
Really?
Yes.
I like this.
And your goal is to take a P2 and convert it into a P1, and then you're supposed to get your P3s and make them a P2.
Sometimes I go for a P2 and it turns into a P1.
And you're right, and given the type of shows you hear nowadays on most radio stations, they're like peeing all over you.
I'm a P0. I haven't even turned on the radio in my car in months.
Really?
Months.
No, you're out of the demo. You're not part of the target demo.
Yeah.
But the thing is that that's what they do. They say, okay, now everybody wants to see what goes on while the commercials are on. So, you know, turn it over to Periscope. You fucking idiots. It's 6 to 9 o'clock in the morning, people are in their cars.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Do you want them to look at their fucking phone
right.
while they're driving?
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Yeah. And nobody gives a shit what three ugly DJs are doing. I'm sorry.
It's those three dudes getting coffee and taking a piss.
Yeah. Look, you know what? You
like,
can...
I don't, but people do, though. I mean, when you guys
people
are doing
just
it on...
think they do.
Really?
Well, go ahead. I want to
when
hear
you
your point.
When you're doing it on Regular Guys, I
doing
mean...
what? On the Regular Guys show.
Well, having
they had the camera in there.
The cameras and shit. Wasn't that pretty popular, though?
I don't think with the majority of the people don't give a shit. I mean, you have diehard, yeah. diehard fans, and I'm sure most of them listen to this show. You know, those are the people that are engaged with the camera being on and with seeing the behind the scenes. And you serve those people, and they eat it up. But, you know, the majority of your audience isn't going to
right.
pick up their phone and look at it while they're driving in.
Well, let's hope not. But see, I always thought I was the exception. Like, even though I was such a huge Stern fan, I didn't like to watch the show. I didn't like to watch the show.
I didn't either. I want to hear it.
I want to hear
it's
it,
It's an
too.
Audio medium.
But are you and I, like, anomalies here? Or?
I don't think so.
No, no, I'm right in there with you guys.
I don't think so. No one wants to see Rush Limbaugh. I'm just using him as an example.
What I want to see, I want to hear the audio,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to see somebody, like on YouTube... Listening to the audio.
It's very meta.
Can you see the person and the device they're using?
Yeah, you can see the, okay. the radio.
Hey, I'm
the,
sure there's a site for that.
If not, you got
to
make that.
Yeah, you
dude,
have to.
You have to make that YouTube. Okay. Copyright Jeff Leboff, whatever, right now.
I want
to
watch you listening.
He's the voyeuristic listener.
It has to be radio because it's got to be something that you won't get in trouble for.
Right. Right.
But it's just you listening to stuff.
Watching like somebody listening to stuff.
Staring at the computer.
And occasionally you'll get up and leave the room. But you'll still have the camera on and the audio will be on.
Right.
24/7 Jeff's listen cam. That's
I do awesome. Listen to enough shit.
Yeah, you do the audiobooks and tons of podcasts.
I do.
You can tell by his expression he likes it. He doesn't.
Well,
I don't
see,
know.
That's what's so great about this channel. He'd have no expression.
Yeah.
We'd have to guess if he was being entertained.
It's all up to your interpretation.
Hey, guys, this is episode 34 of Radio Labyrinth. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
This is my mom's lucky number.
34 is your mom's lucky number?
Yep.
Why is it? Why is that?
I don't know. I remember when she turned 34.
Yeah.
She was all excited about it because that was a lucky number. She always plays slot machines that have a 34 on them. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is it about 34 and she just never told you what it was?
That's just her lucky number. You know how people
we'll have to get to the bottom of this number.
Numerologies.
You know, so when she plays bingo, she always tries to get cards that have a 34 on them.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah.
His mom used to collect
hippos.
Oh,
really?
That's cool.
Yeah, they had all these cool hippos down in their basement.
Oh, I haven't never heard of anybody that collected hippos. I'd be into that.
No, it's fucking
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Hippo collecting.
Hippos are great. Yeah.
Jeff's house had a lot of cool stuff. A lot of cool stuff if you were a kid. And
really?
you were into that kind of stuff, yeah.
I always felt like we never got anything, but today... Stu and I was at work and I was bored. Stu had this thing on his, or I think I posted on his Facebook page a while ago, like an old Sears catalog from 1980 and the toy section.
Oh, yeah.
And looking at all the video games and stuff and like the original Atari. And,
oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Calculators cost like $79 back then.
I know.
The Texas Instruments,
yeah.
the scientific calculator.
But we're just looking at like the ROM toy
I remember that thing, that comic book.
Yeah, and Coleco and Atari. Oh, Coleco.
And they had a kick-ass toy section until Adam got snatched from there.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
why they got
yeah.
rid of the toy section at Sears.
Because what?
Adam.
John Walsh's kid.
Adam!
He got snatched from the Sears toy section.
Way to bring it down, man. I don't want to...
I'm sorry,
no,
but I loved...
No, this is informative shit.
They caught that guy, didn't they, years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, they did.
That killed him or whatever?
Well, shit, I don't know. I'm acting like, yeah, they did. I don't know.
I'm just saying, when I was a kid, you know, Sears was like a mecca when we were kids or whatever.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that, there'd be no America's Most Wanted, so...
I'll trade it. Give me back the Sears toy section because it was
America's
really good.
America's Most Wanted probably caught hundreds of criminals over the years, though.
I know, but that's like the worst.
The cost of one kid and one toy section.
We all look back on the 80s with how much, oh, this was the best and this was the best. There was also two things that we never heard the end of, and that was kids getting snatched and possible nuclear war.
Yeah, nuclear war was a biggie for me.
And razor blades in your Halloween candy.
Yeah, and your Coke cans.
Yeah.
Yep.
Had to start putting them through the x-ray machine.
Syringes in the Coke cans. Isn't
yeah.
That was the 90s.
Oh, and then what happened to the Tylenol? Wasn't there some shit in the Tylenol that was killing everybody?
That really happened, though.
Yeah. That really did happen.
But I mean, well, kids really did bite into razor blades too. I mean,
no,
all the
that never.
No,
happened.
No,
it
kids happened. Ever been.
No,
into
that's
razor.
All
somebody
bullshit.
Did.
Nope, never been a report of that ever.
Nobody's ever been poisoned.
Fuck no.
Then why the hell can I have homemade popcorn balls anymore in my neighborhood? That's so
man,
so pissed somebody, off.
Because somebody, people now would do that.
Someone made it with weed butter, man.
Yeah.
And? Okay.
Kids might get high, man, and experience what it's like to have your third eye open to not really want to go off to NAM and stuff.
I don't have any candy, so I'm just going to give these kids my shrooms.
Guys, take these capsules, man. You don't need candy. Let's see you candy.
Just put peanut butter on them, man. Tastes a lot better.
Yeah, just eat like one stem and one cap, man. Don't get too crazy.
Yeah, dude. Dab it up.
By the way, you're going to throw up in a sec.
Why?
No, because sometimes when you eat shrooms, you throw
oh,
up.
Yes.
I don't know. You were
shrooms were legal in on the island that I lived in, and me and my roommate used to eat. I think I told the story before, but we used to eat shrooms mm-hmm. once a week, like on Friday when we'd get home from work. But we didn't ever coat them with anything. We were poor. We didn't have anything. We had like one bottle of Sunny D in the refrigerator that we would like wash them down with. But they tasted like just like pure shit.
Oh yeah.
And we
that's what they're grown in.
Yeah, we would stand in the kitchen and just choke them down and be gagging and drinking Sunny Delight. Go try not to throw up.
I don't
up
know what's worse.
That's a great commercial for Sunny Delight.
Yeah.
Sunny Delight is terrible.
It tastes like Slurm because it's got that Slurm. Thick, viscous, semen-y
yes.
quality to it. It's very...
Yeah, at the Procter & Gamble plant, somebody was making a poison and like, hey, this already tastes like oranges.
Well, that's how poor we were. We had one thing of Sunny D. No toilet paper. Just that was the entire.
Would you wipe
content.
Yeah, the bottle,
the newspaper that we were working on at the time.
Well,
like,
that was
we
good. You could bring it home for free.
Spend our whole week slaving over this fucking newspaper, then we'd be wiping our asses with it.
I feel like you're gonna get some kind of butt cancer from that eventually.
That's a metaphor for life.
But anyway, yeah, we just hated the taste of them, and we would just be, and then when somebody else starts doing it in front of you, you know,
yeah,
you get that sympathetic gag reflex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
You know, the best gag is D on Always Sunny. Oh, yeah. God, I love it. It makes me laugh so hard. Whenever she was going to be a stand-up comic that one time, yeah. She kept almost throwing up.
The last time I did mushrooms was a long time ago, and I passed out. Because I drank all day.
Oh.
So it was a complete waste. Mm. And didn't get to enjoy it.
I've never done them.
They're a lot of fun.
Fish is coming in October, man.
Yeah, but
acid,
I won't.
Yeah.
Believe me, I won't be
plenty
doing
of
that.
Times.
I'm not into that anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, who can be?
Can't do psychedelics.
We're all responsible adults now.
Nah, too old.
Yeah, that's how acid. You know, this Vietnam vet guy I knew that we used to hang out with.
Yeah, man.
He was way older than us. Obviously, I was like 21. He was in his. He was like 40, I guess. And
was he
told
unmarried?
Us. He was divorcing. Yes, yeah, actually, yeah. He started banging my friend, and he ended up getting divorced. But anyway,
good for him.
He told us when we were dropping acid one time. He was like, "Oh, you're gonna get to a certain age, and you can't do that shit anymore. You." Mine rejects it. And we were like, whatever, you old fuck.
That's probably why I didn't get anything after that one at the fish show last night.
But he said he used to trip balls on sitting on the line in freaking Saigon or Ding Dang or whatever the hell he was stationed in Vietnam.
I don't think Ding Dang is a city. Ding Dang, Ching Chug. Steph don't care. Dot Asian names.
Don't bunker me, Archie me.
Yay. I had a friend of mine who was a manager at a Burger King. And was tripping balls on his day off. I think he was doing shrooms, and somebody called out, and he had to go in.
Oh, wow.
Did he pitch a no-hitter?
Yeah, no shit.
I know. Had to work a full 8-hour shift
at
Burger King.
Could you imagine if a birthday party was going on and somebody was dressed up like the king and came in there?
No.
That would not work for me.
I started peeking in McDonald's one time, and it was one of the best experiences of my life, and I still remember it vivid.
This apple pie, man.
No. Okay, picture yourself. If you've done acid, right, you know that part where you start to peak.
Yeah.
Sure. It's good times are rolling.
Yeah.
As long as
you're in a good mood and it's not like one of those, oh, man, I'm going to die. Not right. One of those.
No. But Permagrin.
And this was back when McDonald's had the styrofoam, you know.
Big Mac containers?
Yeah, the containers. Oh, yeah, and yeah. I always got a quarter pounder with cheese, just like I do now when I go to McDonald's. And I opened the cart, and we had a friend who was a vegetarian, and I kept. She was tripping too, and I looked at her and went, hey, man, why are you eating meat? You're vegetarian. That's not cool. And she starts laughing. And then all of a sudden I heard the buzzers on the machines. Now, I'd worked at McDonald's, so I knew
what they
all meant.
You got an 8 on 64.
No. You got a 6 on 10, and you want a 6-12 turn lay. That means you want to do 6 Big Macs and 12 burgers and just go until the manager stops. That's when you get a buzz.
Hey, it's kind of slow. Can I grab a C-cup?
Yeah, C-cups are when you were hot and you're thirsty. Can I get a C-cup and you go up and get a little drink?
Yeah.
The 10-to-1 grill is where they cook the little grills. And you would lay them all down, hit a button, and you would wait for the timer to beep. And then you would sear every single burger by hand. So I have tons and tons of
with
little
the magic
micro
marker,
burns.
You take it and drive.
No.
Oh, they, that's Burger King.
That's Burger King. And then it would tell you when to flip them. So you flip them. And while you're doing all that, you got the buns in, right? You got the fucking Big Mac buns in one toaster, and you have the other buns in the other toaster. When those bells go off, you take them out, the metal trays with wax paper on them, and you set them down, and then you get the gun, and you go... First the ketchup, and then... Then you got to do the Big Macs, and that was like... It was like a cock gun filled with sauce, and you would take the thing out. Then it would be the dried onions, the reconstituted onions.
Yeah.
All that shit, right?
Remember when they used to put like 40 pickles on
the
Big Mac?
Yeah, man. It used to be like... When in the olden days when you went to McDonald's, they gave you a giant bucket full of pickles, poured it on your head when they gave you the burger.
Open that styrofoam thing and it'd be like all pickles and then like you'd have to take the pickles off to get to the bone.
You'd get a fresh jar of freshly pickled cucumbers and you'd have to wait 7 months. One time there was a smart ass kid at McDonald's and I was out sweeping or whatever and he looks at me and he goes, God, only 2 pickles. I remember they used to give you like 20.
We were going back in front of that kid for like 20 years.
I saw him last year, too. He's working at a beer distributor in Blossburg, Pennsylvania. Right. I went in there and I saw him, and I'm like,
when they would give me like 40 packs of Strohs, man? Now they only give me 24.
I wish I had thought of that, but... But he also, that kid lived in my neighborhood, so and his dad always was a beer distributor, and he always dressed up as the Bud Man.
Right.
So I started talking to him, I said, your dad still do the Bud Man? And he goes, no, but I do it now.
Sweet.
And I said, that was so cool to see him as a kid. And then we started talking about how the Duff Man came from the Bud Man.
Yeah.
Ha-ha, Duff. So it was a lot of fun being a kid.
Yeah.
And working at McDonald's. I don't know why.
And tripping balls working.
Oh, yeah. So anyway.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
The McDonald's sound started going off, the buzzers. And I knew your mind is so vivid in so many different areas. But when you focus on that one thing, it's like, I know the burgers are done. I know which ones are done. I know the fries are ready to come out. And I, you know, all that shit.
See, if you hadn't worked there,
right,
it would have been a totally different experience.
But McDonald's isn't like that anymore.
No?
You know, the fryolator is automated, and, you know, people still put it in there by hand, but they use a clamshell now to cook the burgers. So it's hot on top and hot on the bottom, and it's quick.
Yeah.
We had the first clamshell.
Well, look at that.
How do you know about current McDonald's practices?
Yeah. Because I know about old McDonald's practices, and when I go in, I look.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
And I pay attention. I don't know why. I'm just interested.
That sounds like hard.
I mean, he's a curious guy.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know if he'd been back since.
I know a lot of shit that is way unnecessary to know. And if I don't know it and I can't figure it out, I'll go read about it. And it's just stupid knowledge. I don't know why. But I like
McDonald's. Tim secretly works at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I still enjoy their food. I mean, it doesn't sit well with me as much as it used to, but I still like it. I mean, what's wrong with a Big Mac? Shit, still good.
I love Big Macs.
Yeah.
And their fries, come on.
Everything in moderation.
Come the fuck on.
If their fries are hot and they have enough salt on them, there's nothing better on earth.
Oh, yeah, the salt. You got to have the salt.
Heinz ketchup. I got to have Heinz. Oh, hell yeah. Don't try and bring me some Hunt's shit
or
anything
like that.
It can't
be any of this inner city McDonald's where the fucking floppy fries.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to one of these McDonald's, there's a little secret. You have to say, I would like an order of fries without salt.
Yeah.
Now, you order them without salt.
I hate that when they do that.
I know they do because they have to cook a fresh batch.
Oh, smart. And then get a past salt packet. Is that what you mean?
Well, if you're there eating, they have generally will have salt on the table.
Mm.
So go someplace where they can't see it because then they know you're fucking with them.
Mm-hmm.
But who cares? You're the customer. You put the right amount of salt on.
I would want to be inside anyway to make sure they don't spit in my fries because I've done something special to them.
Well, I've done things like that to grill orders. That's what they call special orders. A guy used to come in later.
Grill equals spit.
Yeah.
Fresh spit.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to talk about the things I've done.
Please. Please.
At Ryan's.
Regale us.
Well, you know, I've worked at many different fast food places, so I won't specify which one this is. I was making salads. And
tossing?
Yeah, well, yeah, you had to toss, you had to add everything
you
in it.
Toss the salad.
It, it was, everything was measured.
If you wanted to work weekends, you had to top the main yeah. salad.
Come here, Bob. That was the real guy's name. I'm not going to say his last name, but his name was Bob.
I'm
going to
say it's Haney.
Nah, okay, Bob. Bob Haney. No, the salad, everything was all measured out. I hated making salads because it took forever and you know, the packaging and all that.
Hey, so I just fucking
gluten-free salad.
I reached down and went into the cooler. And, which is where I would go when I would sneak a Chicken McNugget. I'd put a little Chicken McNugget in my back pocket. Cause the front pocket.
You send Napoleon Dynamite.
No, I would. I would steal a McNugget. I'd go to
which
the,
one, the round ones or the boot shaped
yeah,
ones?
The boot.
Or,
you know, it, you were stealing them, so you couldn't really.
Nah,
look.
You couldn't. Beggars can't be choosers.
Boot shaped.
That's a great bit, though. Paul Galloway does that boot shaped shit. That's so funny.
So I'd put it in my back pocket and then go in the back, eating it. And I grabbed a handful of pubes and I brought them out and I put them in the lettuce base.
Oh, God. Well, hey, you asked.
God damn, I didn't need to
ask
that.
And you shall receive.
That's what I did.
Ew.
I have since repented for that.
That's bad karma.
In what way?
I feel like you've probably eaten like a butthole hair because you did that. Yes.
We've all had butthole hair.
You definitely have. For doing that. That's the universe.
Uh-huh. It is. The universe is butthole hair. I'm working at it.
No, thank you.
The worst, the grossest fast food job I ever had was Pizza Hut.
Why?
Because their food has so much oil in it. Ugh. The pan pizzas are disgusting. There's so many layers of disgusting. I mean, it tastes good.
Yeah.
But once you've seen it made... And you're just like, oh. But still, when you get it, it's like this giant sponge filled with grease and cheese and disgusting sauce and whatever their shit and meats.
Well, now they're filling the crust with all kinds of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. They got a little monster that just shits mozzarella.
What does that guy sound like?
He sounds probably an awful lot like
that. Who wants mozzarella? Who wants mozzarella? It's Gary the retard.
Oh, no, I'm not supposed to say that. They're supposed to be developmentally disabled.
I don't know what they call them now.
Developmentally disabled.
Gary the hero.
Remember when they sent Gary to the moon?
Hey, you guys! You jerk!
No, you got to listen to Howard. I don't know. Anyway.
Shoo, retarded flu.
No, God, that was funny.
That's the best one.
What else has been going on? Oh, Ron White was in the barbershop.
Yeah, I want to hear about this.
You want to hear the story?
Yeah, tell me the whole thing.
All right. These guys already heard it. No, Jeff did.
No, yeah. I haven't heard shit.
Poor Steph, she's already heard it.
I don't.
Really? Why? You told the story
every
already?
Time you tell has a story, you tell it different.
Has he been there before?
Does no. It? Here's the story.
Okay.
And you didn't do Ron White, really, when we talked.
Well, I don't do it very well anyway. I also said that, and he goes, yeah, it's not
so
easy.
So good on roadies. People are hating roadies, especially Steph.
Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah? You're not into it now, huh?
Not as much.
I like the show
it's
a lot.
Very, and I don't mean this any kind of way, you know, I mean the
hater.
Other. I mean the other kind of gay. Not gay like homosexual, but it's kind of gay.
There is no other kind of gay. We're not allowed to say that anymore.
It's because it's got that, like, relationship.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wanda
stuff.
Sykes. I still say it. I don't care.
Like Aaron Sorkin does with his characters that, like, love each other behind their backs, and the one person likes the other person, but they don't know it. And
it's just very woomy, you know, very whale sounds.
Aaron Sorkin-ish.
And
yeah. But there's a lot of relationships.
You're being a hater.
It has, well, you would know.
It's got the feel.
Well, see, that's
man.
What I
it's
hated
good.
About Newsroom when that was on.
I love Newsroom.
Do you?
I hated it.
But
that.
That's... Is it for those reasons?
I don't want any of that. Aaron Sorkin stuff is good, but a little goes a long way, and it's, I don't know, I got tired of it.
But see, that's exactly
I liked Sports
why.
Night. Mm. I liked that Backstage Saturday Night Live show. What was that? 30, 60, Studio 60 on Sunset Strip.
You also are the only one at this table who watched the Gilmore Girls. So
yeah.
let's say
you'll
that.
You'll all be watching it once everybody's talking about it in November.
I watched that Sunset Strip one for a little while, and then it just got so liberal, preachy. Nah, man, too fucking shut the fuck up.
Too much of that.
Yeah.
Nah, it was good. Well, Newsroom was good.
You have your opinion.
You do. And like I know you're a big Kevin Smith fan.
Anyway, so did you have to throw Ron out
no,
the plate
so here's
glass
what happens.
Window?
So this happens. We're not open on Sunday and Monday, so Tuesdays are Monday.
Yeah.
And one of the things we do when we get into the Mary Todd Hairdressing Company on Carroll Street in Cabbagetown.
Hmm.
Mary Todd hairco.com online.
Book a your wonderful haircut place now. To get
next
sheared.
To the weird statue.
It's a statue. Yes, it is a statue of the great Jack Daniels. Come down and get your photo made by it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you get Jack Daniels also?
No, you don't.
Oh.
It's illegal to give out alcohol without a license. Not
wink,
beer,
wink.
But liquor. Liquor.
Does the statue pee Jack Daniels?
No, it doesn't. No. But you can put your penis in its butthole. Yeah.
You can bang the Jack Daniels.
No, you can't bang.
Well, can I just do that?
No. So Mondays or Tuesdays is when you have to listen to the voicemails and stuff and call people back. And I was doing something and I came back in the shop and Sean said, this guy says he's Ron White. And he played it again. He goes, is this guy Ron White? And he played the voicemail and aired. Hi, hey, this is Ron White.
Tater sound.
No,
wondering.
He didn't say that. He goes, hey, this is Ron White. I'm an actor and a comedian, and I need a good haircut, and I saw online that you guys are good. So give me a call at da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I said, yeah, that's him. So I texted his manager, Kathy.
Huh.
You know, I knew her from the regular guy show. I said, hey, Ron left a message. Do you know what his schedule's like today? So we worked some things out. I had his haircut scheduled at 2:15, so I just gave up that time. I said, you know, you guys can cut his hair. And we booked it. So he showed up at 2 o'clock. And
how high was he?
Well, don't jump ahead here. No. I'm telling the story.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting out on the porch, you know, just having a smoke break, sitting with Sean. And this black Land Rover, all shiny and brand new, pulls up. And it's got, you know, these silver or chrome rims that are just really nice. And you look up, and there he is. And he just looks at me, and he goes, I mean, he didn't say anything because I couldn't hear him, but those looks said, what the fuck are you doing here? And he gets out of the car, and he comes over and shakes my hand, and then we go inside, and we're just sitting there talking.
That must have been weird for him, though. I mean, he knew you from the show.
Yeah.
And he didn't know that you were working there.
No, he didn't, but we got back inside.
Yeah.
Sean said, well, you know this guy, don't you? And he goes, yeah, that's Tim. Yeah. He goes, I know him. I didn't expect him to be at a barber shop. And I said, yeah, this is where I work now. And I said, this is what I've been doing, you know. And he said, how'd you end up here? And I said, well, they heard me on the podcast and, you know, offered me a job when I said I needed a job. And I said, you know, I'm not really the kind of work in an office type of guy. And he goes, I admire that. He goes, I can't do that shit either. So that was pretty cool. And then we were talking about washing hair. I said, yeah, I got pretty good at washing hair. And he goes, I'm good.
See, well, yeah.
But he was there a half hour early, right? So yeah. He was get bored just sitting in there. We're listening to Supertramp today. It was a good 70s, like Steely Dan, Supertramp.
Oh, this Steely and that. Dan.
And Ron, you know, we were talking about the regular guy show, and he said something about, yeah, I like the way the bald one, you know, he could just say whatever and just get the conversation started. And he goes, and the other one was good, too. And he goes, he goes, Steve, I mean, Southside Steve, he's a great guy. And, you know, I mean, that's the way the conversation went. But I love that he couldn't remember Larry's name. Either that or he was just being obtuse. He's just like, the bald one there. He's like,
well, no, he's probably burnt. You know, I don't remember anybody's name either.
Yeah, and he's been on a million different shows. Right. And he was doing radio shows before and after his haircut today, just on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
He remembered your name.
Yeah, he did. Well, I mean, I dealt with him all the time, him and Kathy. Kathy knows me, so.
Did you ask about roadies?
No, I didn't want.
You didn't want to get into
no,
the,
and besides,
the biz?
He got bored sitting there, so he goes, I'm going to go down to this tavern down here, and I'm, you know, you're all ready for it. He goes, come get me. There's a giant storm was building over downtown, and it was lightning everywhere, so I went down to get him, and he walks out, and he's smoking one of the little mini cigars, and then this little other thing comes out, and he goes, let me finish this before I get down there.
And you said, no, you can smoke it down there.
Yeah, I said,
with
no,
me.
No. I said, all right, go ahead and finish that. So, you know, I walk away, and I got the umbrella just in case it rained. I was, like, going to be his little valet from Milltown Tavern down to the shop. And he finished what he was doing and came on down. And he went in, and then we had to light a candle because he just reeked.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't have it anywhere near the shop, but it was when he came out of that bar.
Damn. Gets the good stuff.
Yeah, I imagine. I mean, Jesus. It's got to be good. But so he gets his all set up, and it's raining like hell, and he finally makes it back down. And as he was getting shampooed and his haircut started was when my shift was over, so I left. But it was real cool to see him, and it was just such a weird – cosmic thing, you know.
Well, yeah, that's weird. Well, he was looking online for a barber.
No, he said he goes, I asked my phone where to get the best haircut in Atlanta, and y'all came up.
Oh, that's good for them.
Oh, Mary Todd.
Yeah.
No shit.
So, yeah.
It's because of us. It's because he's been saying it every week on the show.
I'm solely responsible for the hundreds and hundreds of thousands.
Plus, you met the woman who does the voice of Siri, so I'm sure you told her at the time that Mary Todd hair.
I slipped her a couple of dollars. Yeah. So here you go, Siri. No, they're up there because they're a good place to get your haircut, and everybody there is good. So, and I'm not just saying that because I work there, you know.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. You wouldn't do that. Why would Ron White show up there?
Exactly.
But he lives in, what was it, like Norcross or something? Or
he lives up 85. I don't know where. He lives up there, like Sewanee and those big ritzy
One of those, yeah.
But great guy. And, you know, it was funny that just to interact with Kathy again. It was like I was booking him on the show, just trying to figure out the right time. So that was kind of cool.
I mean, she must have been like, what the
She was, and she's like so random, you know? Yeah. It's like, I didn't expect to hear from you about Ron getting a haircut.
Right. Must have blown a couple minds today.
Yeah, it blew my mind today. And then while I was at work, I set up a GoFundMe page so I can get some equipment. I want to get
saw that.
Yeah, so I'm not
all
gonna
the donations were from like a year or two ago. What was up with that?
The original ones. I started doing it a year or two, and then I felt bad. And another thing is they were telling me at the radio station not to do stuff like that because it made it look like I didn't make any money.
Well,
and I said,
tell them to give you back the money they took from you.
I said, I don't make any money. Yeah. I mean, I literally got I had that conversation with someone. Said, you know, you shouldn't do that because it makes it look like you're not getting paid. And that's, and I said, I'm not getting paid. Right. And I need money.
I'll tell you what, if you pay me, I won't do that shit.
That's
how this works.
I felt guilty about that because, I mean, I did some things with it. You know, I did get some money and I did things with it. You know, paid rent or whatever, and I bought some equipment. But I stopped it and I said, this is embarrassing. I don't have anything of value other than me right now. And now we have this. I want this to make money eventually so we can all make money off of our efforts, because doing things for free is, you know, this sucks. We do it because we love it, but I want everybody to make money.
Oh, well, I've given up on that years ago, so I'm in it for whatever.
Eventually. But, you know, we're not going to get there in a year. We're going to get there when we get there. You know what I'm saying? But we have an opportunity to branch out and do more stuff and generate content, and we can do that together. And if I have the ability to go do that and to edit it and to draw and stuff, so I want a couple pieces of equipment and an iPad.
Well, come on then. That's not like too much to ask. Jesus God, give people a lot of
People are awesome. I'm just saying I don't want to. I don't like inundating people with that kind of stuff. So I'm going to be like way less annoying than PBS. And if I hit my goal, I won't do it again.
Right? Yeah. No, I feel the same way. Like I've had ideas in the past for things I've wanted to do, like projects that I thought were really good ideas. And I was like, I'll tell you what, you know, anybody else would be doing a GoFundMe or one of those. And I don't know if could solicit my friends and like, hey, send me money and blah, blah.
Well, we have the opportunity to do it with this.
Yeah, sure.
I have the opportunity to do with this, and I want to create an LLC and then put things under a business,
right?
And really make money off of the things that we're good at doing that I like doing. You know,
am I good at anything?
Yeah,
yes.
Everybody's good at something.
I love.
See,
what
I'm embarrassed.
You do.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed talking about it because it's like I just wanted to exist on the social media and not bother people. I want to say thank you very much to people who did donate today. And if you feel like it, it's on my Facebook page and it's pinned to the top of my Twitter profile, which is at Tim Andrews here. All right, enough of that bullshit. Of me.
And everybody knows that Jeff is independently wealthy.
He is.
Jeff has a
GoFundMe
account.
He's just holding out.
Go fuck me.
Would you go fuck me? I'd go fuck me so hard.
Before we start talking about the current shit, speaking of Silence of the Lambs, I'm finally on season two. Made it through all the way to season one of Ray Donovan. Now on season two.
Yeah.
I'm
going to start.
Season two, so good. I think it might be my favorite. Three is my favorite.
Season four is over now, right?
No.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, I don't think I'm going to make it. But we watch generally two or three episodes when we sit down to watch it. And that, I know everybody's talked about it, but the chick who was in Silence of the Lambs who plays Terry's girlfriend, I love her on that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really wanted those two to.
I know it doesn't work out because that wouldn't be the nature of the show, but.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think Terry could do better.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's kind of shitty in a way.
She's cheating on her husband with
him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's kind of shitty. So I think he could do better, actually, because he's a pretty decent guy. He's a pretty solid fella.
Out of all of them, yeah.
Yeah. He has the most morals. He has the most, well, bunchy, but he's so fucked up. I mean, really.
I'm a sexual anorexic. okay.
I can't wait to dive in. Well, they have a, you know, I have I don't have Showtime. I keep saying that on the show, but, you know, I have Amazon, and then you can do, like, the add-on subscription service for Showtime. So I think they have, like, a 30-day free trial right now.
Yeah.
I can't believe, yeah, I'm surprised that at least not even season one's on Netflix yet. I mean, you know, they're in four seasons. You think, like, one of them would be.
Well, they're not going to be on Netflix if they're involved with another app that they... What did you say it was?
Yeah, well, it was a Showtime.
Hulu?
Yeah,
Showtime has...
No, Amazon.
On Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, 30 days free. I mean, I'll continue to pay for it, but shit, I could bang out, you know, two seasons in 30
yeah,
days.
You probably could.
Of Ray Donovan.
Season three, you'll just pour through.
Yeah.
Season three is great.
All right. I'm right already.
So that's my plan.
So, did everybody watch the Preacher finale?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
what did
you guys
think? Last night. I don't know. I got a lot of thoughts. I almost want to hear what you guys think first.
No, go ahead.
It's crazy.
It's such a fucked up show.
I just saw you picking your nose. I was scratching.
Yeah. Okay, let's start there. Who was that guy? Because
he was pretending to be God.
But who was he?
Somebody from heaven.
Just pretended to be God.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Oh, shit, they're calling. Somebody throw the beard on.
Yeah.
This show, like, just a bunch of shit happens, you know? And it's just all kooky and fucked up. And the writing on this show
is amazing.
Yeah, because I think...
scenes, but I mean...
I had this feeling at the end of the show, at the very end, after the final shot, that they're... aren't a lot of shows on television that are just fun fucking fun, and that show is fun from start to finish.
It is fun, but it is very philosophical
it
too.
Is but and it that's not buried either, you know what I mean?
No.
It's there and it's not something you have to search for, but the show is just fun.
Yeah
it is.
And
it's
it's very rare that you get a show that's good that's fun, you know what I mean?
It's got
Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg there.
Yeah,
there
it is.
Yeah.
It's like goofy and silly, but you can't discount like how good
I
it is,
love how know? Like I was always taught in church that, you know, God created us in his own image, you know. Uh-huh. That's what they always taught you in church. And I would always think, well, this to me makes me believe if there were a God that, because everybody's so fucked up, that makes more sense that if we created him and if he created us in his image, that he's kind of fucked up. So that to me makes a lot more sense than what I was taught.
Did you like the meatloaf baby at the end?
Oh my God, meat baby?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet meat baby. But I love how after...
Can you give me my dick back?
But how everything turns so dark.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yeah,
spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, and then when they turn their backs on God, basically, the whole fucking town exploded. But Preacher, who actually still believes, goes out searching for him, and he lives. So
I think I read this online, or maybe one of you guys told me that this whole season was a setup for them to start.
Right, go on the road.
Go on the road of the comic book, following those stories.
Right.
Yeah. Which, I thought that was a cool scene, and I thought that was awesome, but I don't know, it's like all those characters are dead now, right?
Yeah, but they're... Arseface will still be around.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the sheriff, his dad, because didn't his dad leave, go looking for him?
Did he? Well, see, I was...
I thought W. Earl Brown was dead.
I didn't think he...
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought he took off. I mean, everybody else in the town died.
Yeah.
And how about crazy, kooky church chick? She seems so relieved to know that this was all, and she didn't have to be good, and
right.
she didn't
but
have to feel bad about anything.
But even if you're dead in this world, you can come back.
Yeah.
True.
Because the angels keep reappearing every time they get killed.
Yeah.
You
know?
How about the Big Lebowski whenever they referenced that again? That was great.
Yeah. Yeah, Cassidy is the best.
Man. I love Cassidy. And it's such a good show. Ugh.
Then the cowboy at the end.
Yeah. And he shot that seraphim.
He has a name. What is his name?
The Saint of Assassins.
Yeah.
The Saint of Killers.
Yeah. Saint of Killers.
I'm looking forward to it. I feel like, you know, for everything I've heard and read or whatever, season two is really going to be the shit.
Oh,
they're talking about filming it here, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw you post that.
Where
oh,
at?
Oh, shit. Where?
Somewhere. I don't know. Wherever AMC likes. They like that.
Dennis Hanoi.
Dennis Hanoi.
Alpharetta.
Yeah.
It'd be great if it turned into Preacher Town, too.
There's that Pinewood Studios that they filmed Ant-Man at.
Yeah.
Might go there.
Yeah. Then it's
still up in the air, though.
It's brand new, right? Like state-of-the-art.
Preacher that they shot that here, that would be so cool.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Cool.
Well, Stranger Things was down at, I know they did a lot of work down at Lakewood,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
Yeah. What else you want to get? You want to get into Stranger Things or something else first?
Well, Preacher,
I
hung out with Sean and Lisa from the shop the other day at their house, and I they hooked me up with the first trade paperback of Preacher. So I'm going to read those first couple of years of Preacher issues back. Yeah.
How many issues is in the trade paperback?
I think it's 20. I don't know. Maybe less than that. You know, maybe 15.
I thought it was like 1 through 6 or something.
It may be that. Maybe that. I don't know. I don't remember. It's at home. I'm going to read it. I used to own them all, you know, but I quit collecting comic books. Probably sold them for something stupid.
Can't believe they didn't kill Carlos.
Why?
I don't know.
He was going to kill him.
I know. Or do you think he was just pretending?
I don't know. But
I think he was going to kill him.
That actor that plays him, I love him on You're the Worst.
You're the Worst.
Oh,
yeah.
God, he's so funny on that show.
I love that show.
Me too. It's coming back, what, September?
August 31st.
Oh, I can't wait.
So when's Preacher coming back?
I mean, next year, probably. Next summer.
All righty. All right. Well, I'm going to watch it when it comes back.
No, me as well.
Of course.
Going to be a very
good. And it's
going to
be 13 episodes instead of 10 next season.
Nice. Right. Yeah. Beautiful. Nice.
And The Strain coming back in like 2 weeks?
Yes. So that'll fill the void for me.
That's what I thought. I love that video of Cetrachian.
Yeah,
shit,
that's
funny. So funny.
The master is coming.
I saw them doing promos for Halt and Catch Fire on AMC, which you guys don't watch, right?
I watched the first season.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't know what it is.
I talked about it on here before. It's like the early 80s. It's about like the computer guys. It's basically,
What a ringing
like,
endorsement from Myra.
I compared it to something else when I talked about it before, but I can't remember what that was. Anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, Preacher.
Preacher. All right. What else was over the weekend? Did you guys watch Squidbillies?
I did not watch it.
That was funny.
I haven't watched this week's yet.
Robot.
This week's was the one with the Pinewood Derby cars.
I thought that was last week's.
I thought it was this week's.
No, maybe I did watch it then.
I don't know. Maybe you're right. I watch everything on demand, so I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, I'm behind on Squidbillies.
Vice Principals.
Oh, so good.
I'm in. I'm one behind, but I watched the episode you guys talked about last week where they tore up our house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
I love, I always want to say Walter. What is it?
Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins, yeah.
He's great.
He's fantastic.
They must ad-lib those scenes, too, between the two of them.
Oh, they have to.
Yeah.
But there's little nuggets on that show that are so friggin' funny.
Him just saying, this is my house, motherfucker. That shit made
what
me
did
laugh
she, what
so
did he
hard.
Say about her? She probably smells like a bag of ass fuck.
She probably smells like a bag of fucked assholes.
Yeah. She smells like a bag of fucked assholes. I figured out how to do his voice. I don't have
Walton?
It mastered yet, but it's all in the way his teeth are, because he has a...
He has those caps.
Those caps that overbite, but he's got that square jaw, so I just got to figure that out.
His wife killed herself.
His real wife?
Yeah.
Really?
Who was she?
She like threw herself off Laurel Canyon or some shit.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 years ago.
Man, Steph, she just bringing the party down.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I was having a good time there for a second.
Just.
speaking of dead wives, you read that Patton Oswalt thing?
No.
Oh, that's terrible. What a horrible segue.
So sad.
Wives.
He
put this big post today about how it's been 102 days
since
his wife died, and he just talked about his grief and how his grief has made him realize what a pussy thing being depressed was. Like, yeah, I thought depression was bad, but it's nothing compared to grief, man. He's like, grief totally fucking...
Yeah.
Does it Jason Statham kick to your head compared to being depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were some touching parts, some funny parts.
And they still never figured out what happened with her.
I don't think so.
God.
I love that.
How did you not just figure out what happened?
Sometimes you can't.
That bit before the last one that he did, whenever he talked about his depression, how he'd be in the grocery store.
Yeah.
And that song, just a song would come on, and then his depression would come up out of nowhere. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so relatable. You know, I think anybody has. Yeah. It'll be like fucking Christopher Cross Sailing comes on, and you're like, God damn it.
I want all the ham. Yeah. That's my favorite grocery store one. I want all the ham. Oh, is it about time for a break? No.
No. Well, Vice Principals, we got that. I'm way behind on Robot, but you guys can certainly talk about it.
I'm caught up.
Yeah, I'm caught up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was it? The something something of the bourgeois?
Yeah.
Or we're all caught up on The Night Of. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, The Night Of.
How about you, Tim? No?
I'm not, no.
Any at all?
You didn't see John Turturro's cousin giving him shit this last week?
No.
It's John Turturro's cousin?
Who? Yeah.
Who? Which guy?
From The Sopranos.
Oh, Tony's Ada?
Sister. Yeah, Ada.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Ada yeah. Tutor. I forgot. She had a small part in
there. Oh, Janice. That's right. She's his cousin. Yeah. Shit, I never put
his brother was on an earlier episode, too.
I love marrow. Sucking the marrow out of the bone. Janice. Janice.
God, they really look like siblings, though.
They did. Janice.
Oh, shit. God damn it. I never put that together. And Janice. What, and who was the kid from Final, you know, and was with her?
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who was the kid, Jeff, that came outside with her?
Oh, yeah.
You know him. The Jewish guy that was on Vinyl.
Max.
Max Casella. Oh, you're doppelganger. Yeah. That's Ira's doppelganger.
You can actually do his voice.
I can do Max Casella. I can do Max Casella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fucking married to her. When he got in a fight with Artie. And he put Artie's hand in the marinara and burned it. He couldn't cook.
I remember.
That's from like season 6.
Well, speaking of burning hands,
I wish I could remember all the Soprano shit. Yeah,
you haven't watched it 1,000 times.
Oh yeah, I know. Huh?
Yeah, he's getting messed up. He got his arm cut and he got his arm.
Yeah, come on. I'm gonna watch.
All right,
this week.
Don't blow that for him. All right, because it is so good.
Blow something else.
It's so good.
When that guy gives him that smile, though, this won't ruin anything.
You motherfucker.
Right. And he turns around and says, "Now you're fucked."
When Omar makes out with the Hispanic man.
Omar, when he gets those Honey Nut Cheerios delivered to his cell.
When he teaches his daughter. Wait, when he has his daughter play chess with Richie Aprile Jr. Nobody.
Was that from Boardwalk Empire?
No, it's from season 3 of The Sopranos. When Richie Aprile Jr. Is that his name? Richie Aprile Jr. The kid who shot up the game and then Tony had to have him killed.
No, I don't remember.
I don't remember that at
Jackie
all.
Aprile Jr.
Jackie Aprile.
Well, he goes and hides out in the hood, and he's at
Michael Williams is in that episode. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Careful, man. She's got her eye on your queen. All right, so why don't we take a break and come back and give some more thought. I finally watched all of Stranger Things, so you guys can spoil away.
Yay.
I want to hear some of your theories and stuff. I know Jeff has some, like, not theories so much, but just what you think about it and the Easter eggs and stuff. You guys, we watched.
There's almost like too much to discuss.
Steph, I know. Posted this great link this afternoon.
Fuck you.
Well, Refany saw it.
I'm gonna karate chop you in the throat.
Oh, boy.
But it showed all the different visual references and they're
still finding more, right?
Yeah.
But Jeff posted it a week ago. Okay.
Yeah, man. So
you're welcome.
Saw that.
You're welcome.
Already.
Refany never's gonna post it.
All right, we'll be right back, maybe. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth. Anybody see the...
I'm sorry.
Okay, squidbillies. What? Quit eating. Any dead thing? Any dead people? Any horrific tales to weave in?
We've established read that
Patton Oswalt thing if you have a minute. It's real
yeah,
cool.
I like Patton. I should, anything he does, I should like and share.
I apologize. I'm morose this evening.
It's all right. You don't have any of those chips left. I'd be sad, too. Those potato chips that Stephanie brought.
You really like those, huh?
Those Detroit ones. Yeah, what were they called again?
Better Made.
Better Made, not Golden Flake. Golden Flake sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So what was I going to say? Oh, and the Squidbillies this week, or whatever one it was.
The Pinewood Derby one?
Yeah.
I think that was from last week. But
did you see the little Squidbilly type drawn Dave Willis?
No.
No.
He was one. His kid was on the show. I looked at the credits. But they animated him. They drew a Dave Willis. So he's just standing there with his, his blonde hair and then the 5 o'clock shadow and his hair's all messed up and he's wearing shorts. And that collared shirt, and he's just standing there.
I'll have to look for it now.
He's the Tony Hawk of animators.
That's right, man. But it was cool. I saw his kid. I guess his kid was in the episode. Played one of the kids, or may even play Rusty's son.
I'll watch it this weekend.
No, when did Rusty hook up with that girl last season?
Yeah, that's been a while now.
Been a while. So that's really his kid.
I don't think so.
No. Kind of slow. Anyway, so There was a show on Comedy Central that I didn't watch at all. And from what I'm hearing, this is a scuttlebutt in the show, is that Jeff didn't like it. Doing an intro. Don't get defensive. No one's going to argue with you.
I'm
going to ask you a question. It's called Roast Battle. It's hosted by Jeff Ross, and it's on Comedy Central. And so the way I've heard it now, this is, you know, I just want to hear your opinions. Jeff didn't like it very much. Ira didn't like it, but Stephanie loved it. Now, go.
No, I didn't say I didn't like it, but it wasn't as funny as it could have been.
So what's the premise of the show?
Comedians roast each other back and forth, like a rap battle.
Okay.
But it's a roast battle.
Right on.
And then there's judges.
Right. And they start with 16, and those 16 go against each other, and then there's 8 left, and those 8 go against each other, and then there's 4 left, and then those 4 go against each other, and then there's 2 left, and those 2 battled it out for the finals.
Okay.
I found it very enjoyable. I laughed every night. The first night when they had Steve Renizzi on from the league, which I had read that story months ago about him lying about being in the World Trade Center on 9/11, but I didn't realize what a big deal it is in the comedy world, that how much shit he takes for this or whatever. And he went up against Sam Morril, who's from New York, and he just immediately started attacking him about lying and saying, you know, like, and his wife lied too, you know, and he's basically saying that both of his kids were going to grow up to be liars. And everything was about that. And right off the gate, Steve Renizzi, he blew his first joke. He couldn't even say his first
really?
Joke. It was terrible.
So that's what I'm saying. There was a lot of people that had no business being out there.
Yeah, but do they know who they're going to roast?
Yeah, because
They could prepare for this.
They do prepare.
Yeah.
They knew the night before who they were going to roast, so all of them wrote shit the night before. That's the thing. You got to do all original material. You can't use old.
Right. See, I think it would be funnier if they knew like a half hour before they went in.
No, it would be terrible. It would be terrible.
You have to show your chops, though.
Well, that would be more improv than writing good quality jokes, and that's the key to a roast is that the jokes are very well crafted.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe because I was intoxicated for every show, but I laughed every single time I watched
it. That's what it was.
Whatever. But
I want to know what Jeff means by people who have no business doing it. Is it because their jokes weren't good, or is it because they got knocked off by the insult?
Their jokes weren't good, and they're not like insult comedians to begin with, so they don't have the chops to be battling somebody who is an insult comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And
was there anybody not known for being an insult comedian who was actually good at it?
Well, Steve Renizzi,
Steve Renizzi, he's a funny comedian, but he's not an insult comic.
No, I mean, they're not known for being like a Jeff Ross type, but they were good enough to continue on the show.
Yeah, well, the guy that came in third, I forget what his name was.
K. Trevor, no.
No, the Kennedy dude.
Yeah.
Skakel.
Yes, Earl Skakel.
Yeah, Earl Skakel. He, his claim to fame is that he opens for Rob Schneider.
So, he roasts himself about that, though. But, yeah, a lot of the Kennedy jokes, the one guy, he said to, because he went up against this really big guy, K. Trevor Wilson, he said, "Your head's so big, if you would have been in the car that day, my uncle would still be alive."
Oh, no.
But I thought what was right with the show was better, was more than what was wrong with it. I know what you're saying, Jeff.
Those dudes, The Wave, were so annoying. They're fucking annoying as fuck. Not funny at all. Nothing they made me laugh. There's these three dudes. Yeah. Whenever somebody does, and I don't know if this happens in the rap community, if somebody does a particularly good rap. And
it doesn't, but okay.
And their crew would like be like, yeah, and like celebrate and stuff. These guys do that. Like when somebody gets a good line off, they'll like jump up and act out a little skit.
No, that does not ever happen at any rap concert. I've been to several. No one does skits.
But that was annoying. That sounds annoying.
Yeah.
Okay. But there were a lot of good jokes.
There were some good jokes.
I thought there were a lot of good jokes.
How was Jeff?
And the judges were funny.
Mike Lawrence was the funniest, and he won, so.
All right.
It was the judges.
I guess I don't need
there
to
was
watch
a bunch
it.
Of different judges. Sarah Silverman and Judd Apatow were the judges of the finals.
Anthony Jeselnik was good.
Jeselnik and Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, they get some heavy hitters.
Kevin Hart was funny. Him and David Spade the first night. Yeah. I thought they were funny. I enjoyed just the two of them alone.
Suppose anything's better than that Dana Carvey show.
That got bad.
That got bad.
That was the impression thing?
Came out of the gate bad. Terrible show. I bet you that show, if you ran the camera, okay, and ran a microphone, whatever, and you got all the shit that didn't make it into the show, it would be fucking amazingly hilarious.
Yeah.
But what they got out of the editing and the product that they delivered sucks. Ugh. Now, I thought of that about the new Match Game when I watched the first episode because it was so heavily edited. Yeah. But that show has really grown on me.
Yeah,
it's
that
good.
Show's funny because Alec Baldwin's funny.
He's funny, and yeah. the people are funny, and they kind of catch the spirit of the show. There's no double entendre. I mean, there is, but yeah. it doesn't really exist anymore, you yeah. know? And it's a good show. It's very well done. I hope it stays on.
Yeah,
it's
Alec
Friday
Baldwin's
night.
Who's funny, too.
Yeah. It's on ABC, right?
Yeah, ABC's whole Sunday night block of game shows.
Yeah, okay. I hope that works for them because they don't have a lot of. They're not going to beat like Fox and shit like that. So, or HBO for that matter.
I think they're only doing it in the summer.
Yeah. All right. Well, they could get it. They could franchise it.
Yeah, maybe.
Caitlin was funny. We were watching it the other night. She goes, "Why does he have that stupid microphone?" And I'm like, "That I know. We said the right. same thing in 1975. Where did that fucking dumb microphone come from?" But it's iconic to the show.
Right, that's the microphone.
It's probably easier to hold.
Yeah.
It's lighter.
Yeah, it's, what, it's a fucking lighter. So, all right, I finished Stranger Things.
Yay.
Finally.
Yeah, I did a real good...
Anybody see Heat? I want to talk about it now.
Marathon, yeah, whatever, Jim Gaffigan. You know that actually happened to me once?
What?
Somebody want to talk about Heat?
Back in 2003, I had a girlfriend, and she and I both loved Jim Gaffigan, and we listened to the albums over and over again. I'd play it for her, and that was one of our favorite bits where he goes, somebody ever ask you about a movie that, you know, has been out for 10 years? You're like, you ever see Heat? Yeah, it came out like 10 years ago. Well, I want to talk about it now. And that was the joke.
Yeah.
So anyway, fast forward, it's Easter weekend, and we're at my aunt and uncle's house, and my cousin's in North Carolina, and my cousin looks up and goes, "You guys ever see Heat?" And this girl and I just started laughing hysterically, and he had no idea what we were talking about. And then he had to explain the joke, and then they're kind of offended, and you're not good at explaining the joke.
Yeah.
It's just how great it was at that moment to hear that. Which, by the way, Heat sucks.
Aww.
No, but Stranger Things was really good.
Yeah.
I have a friend that always posts, you know, if there's like a viral video or something, or there's something that's going out on Facebook that like everybody's posting about.
Except for Refany.
Except for... But I have a friend that always posts it like a week later. It's like, oh my God, this is incredible. You guys need to see this. It's like everybody's seen it.
Everybody's seen it, yes. I have black people who do that to me, except for Jeff. Just,
you've never seen stuff.
Yeah, Jeff's always on the cutting edge.
The stuff comes right out of Jeff's butt.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. All the information, it comes from Jeff. He's the
oracle.
I get
everything from Jeff.
Yes.
Oh, my way.
Jeff knows before anyone, ever.
Especially if somebody died.
Who died?
Did we get a who died this week? Is there anybody?
Nobody's super famous.
Good. Everybody's alive and well.
Yay.
Good for us.
No, so... Okay, there have been a very few people online who have been critical of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And their criticism is always, well, it's derivative.
Right.
Well, the whole fucking show is derivative, and they admit that from the beginning,
exactly.
But it's still a very well-written, well-crafted show.
1983.
Yeah.
But the dudes, the Duffer Brothers, were born in 1984. How are they so hip on 80s stuff?
They must have watched those films.
I guess when they were like... In the 90s, growing up, they watched the 80s stuff and were nostalgic for it, but it's so weird.
It is weird.
The stuff was like...
I thought these guys were our age.
I know, that's what I thought, too, because they're like nostalgic for the same shit that we're nostalgic for, but they were fucking 1 year old when this show was going on.
Well, maybe that's why they capture such the feeling of it, because they're not old.
Right. But we have that with the 70s, though, you know, and we didn't really grow up then. We were alive and aware.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have an affinity for shit from that era, movies and stuff.
Yeah, so the 80s is their 70s.
The baby boomers do not hesitate to keep cramming their shit down our throats. It won't go away until they're all gone.
But, I mean, does Stranger Things appeal to people that aren't kind of in our age bracket, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people are watching it.
Mm-hmm. And I mean,
I don't
find
think
that
you
weird?
Have to have seen the E.T. and the Goonies and all that stuff to enjoy it.
Right. But if you have,
you get that.
Stand By Me.
Yeah, Stand By Me.
You got all that, you know. I was trying to make a list of my favorite movies from the 80s. And I was like, well, we'll do this segment. We'll list all these. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm lazy. But Stand By Me was in that. Movies where, like, the kids solve the problems, or the kids were the focal point.
Right, and the kids are being bullied by the older kids, which is a big Stand By Me theme.
Yep.
the one kid, they make a toothless, the bully makes toothless do that crap where he dislodges his shoulder blades or whatever. Right. Remember
or he
how
cracks his arms. I used to be able to do that when I was a kid, both arms.
But you know like how Mouth made Chunk do the truffle shuffle?
A lot of little hidden stuff in there.
Yeah.
I was getting some Poltergeist, too.
Yeah, Poltergeist, and they referred to it, too. They talked about the movie.
Because she said she got tickets to see Poltergeist whenever they were in the tent, whenever she had that flashback before everything happened.
And the music, of course, is all the music is all John Carpenter-esque.
Yeah, the music really makes it.
It does.
It's so good.
Those guys, they recorded over 30 hours of music.
Yeah.
Over a year's time.
The songs they used, too, were good. I think there's some that weren't out in the year that it's supposed to be set in.
Yeah,
but
that's okay.
Yeah,
I wouldn't let that shit slide.
Yeah.
I think there were like three songs, maybe.
But should I stay or should I go?
No, that was out then, but.
But a lot of people say that has something to do with the Upside Down.
Yeah.
Now, another, you know, this is technical, but I think one of the reasons we like the feel of it so much is there's not a lot of CGI.
No.
Except for the monster. Right. I heard criticisms about that, but you know what I mean? Nobody wants to see a guy in a suit. Or stop motion animation. Yeah. So
I mean, I know somebody that went down to the set and they came back saying, oh, yeah, they're building this whole house and they're making the wall like come out, you know, where it looks like something's coming through the wall. I mean, nowadays, you're not doing that anymore.
They compare that to Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, they're actually doing it. You know, they're in there filming the wall stretching out like that. And, you know, nobody's doing that. And I think there's a certain feel that we kind of tap into that.
Someone's going to help build the wall.
I thought one of my favorites was I didn't know this. I just read this or whatever. The scene whenever Eleven first notices Will in that picture, that's completely evocative of that scene in Witness whenever Lucas Haas, notices that that's Danny, or is it not Danny Glover? It is Danny Glover. He plays the killer in Witness.
Yes.
And he notices him in that picture.
Yep.
And it's almost not shot for shot, but it's pretty damn close to the same
scene. But there is a lot of shot for shot stuff going on in Stranger Things, right?
Yeah, according to that
that video that
Jeff
you saw.
Jeff posted a week before me.
It's a perfect show for this era where you can binge watch it. It appeals to Gen Xers. It appeals to, I'm sure, boomers. Some boomers are watching it. Definitely younger than us are watching it. And because it has all these little clues, you're going to stop and you're going to watch it and you're going to keep. I mean, it's just a brilliant idea, and these guys are smart, and they did a really good show. And it's one thing, it's a show like that that can capture all those important things that a show needs to capture now and still not suck.
Yeah.
Which is social media, and it has to be able to be shared, and people want to talk about it, and you got to be able to binge watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one aspect. I mean, there's still the typical regular TV, and there's still HBO, but this is that thing that just captures every single thing.
Every nuance of that time period.
Yeah. Which kind of sucks that you got to follow all that shit, but whatever. Preacher, you know, Preacher is a great show, and it kind of does those things, but you don't have to dissect it like that if you don't want. Because, you know, you're not looking for 80 shows.
Well, I think it's fun. I mean, I'm just wondering how season 2 is going to go.
Hmm.
I mean, as far as like...
Could suck.
I don't know. They said it's going to be much darker.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Definitely much darker than this season.
I hope it's good. I don't care how dark it is as long as it's good.
But see, I do like the whole 80s kid aspect of it where it's Spielbergish.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think Will is... Is he going to turn into one of those things, or...?
No, I think one got away and it can create a...
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. A whole... Looked like he planted, like, a worm or something inside of him.
I read that in
like
season...
Like aliens.
Yeah. Right.
In season 2, they're going to get into why there's only one monster.
Hmm.
You know, because so
And what were those eggs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shit.
Which, that also looked very much like Alien.
Total alien.
Oh, no.
What else on that show?
I mean, Eleven, whenever she came out in that little outfit, how it was like E.T.
Totally
whenever they dressed as E.T.
And she was Firestarter with the bloody nose. Yeah.
Totally Firestarter.
Even though it was David Keith whose nose blew.
Well, I mean, you know, they couldn't be. I mean, it's pretty on the nose.
Yeah. Oh. That's good. I like that. No, it was. I'm not being facetious.
Thanks. Yeah.
Hey, fuck off.
Well, there is a video out there that's like, it's like, what, 6 minutes long?
Yeah.
That just shows all the shot-for-shot references to
old
movies.
Look for it on Stephanie's Twitter.
I swear to God, if I would have brought that stun baton tonight, I would have fucking shocked him right in the head.
Oh, God.
But you posted it on your page, Jeff?
I thought I posted on Radio Labyrinth, but once Stephanie posted, I went to look for it.
I didn't post anything. I sent it in a group text.
Oh, yeah, when she texted it to us.
Yeah.
Good way to disseminate.
But anyway, yeah, if you watch that video, it's just like, holy shit.
So you know Stand By Me came out 30 years ago?
Well.
Is it,
we're old.
I watched, for a summer.
River.
For a summer, let me just tell you, I would go up to the video store, and I would re-rent that movie every day. It was one of those little corner video
where
stores.
Where I was Chud out.
Chud was on cable at that point. I could watch
Chud any
day.
They didn't have multiple day rentals. It was just
one day rental. Yeah. And I'd say probably about the sixth or seventh time I rented it, the video store clerk said, you know, we have other movies. You can get other movies.
Yeah.
But I was so obsessed with
it. Should have tried to sell it to
me. I mean, I would watch it and then I would just say it word for word because, you know, I'm mentally ill.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I was obsessed with River Phoenix. But anyway.
Well,
Chambers.
I hope that we get more and more and more and more and more because that's a good show.
Yeah, I hope they don't wait a long, real long time, too.
They won't.
Netflix has said that there's not going to be any more, was it Daredevil or
Jessica Jones?
Jessica Jones until 2018.
That makes sense.
Well, Luke Cage is coming up, right?
Yeah.
But I think Stranger Things got so popular so quickly and everybody's going so apeshit about it that I think it's going to start like a trend of that type of show happening.
Well, that could be. And I also think like people like to remember back before everything was totally fucked.
Well, you know how things get real popular and it's like, oh, it's a Stranger Things ripoff. You know, I sense that happening now. They're going to start putting out shows.
Right, NBC executives are sitting there going,
exactly.
Where's our Stranger Things?
Well, exactly. No, seriously. I think that's...
But they can't do that. They can't do it because you can't binge watch network shows.
Networks are realizing that. And that's why they're all starting their own apps so you can...
But no one's going to pay
for old episodes.
Individual apps like that.
I wish they'd bring back. Do you remember Amazing Stories?
It was evocative of that.
They should bring that back, too. It was amazing.
Spielberg.
The other night after I finished watching the series, I put on Twilight Zone because that's all on Netflix. Mm. And I watched the one with William Shatner. And then
There's a man on the plane. On the wing of this plane.
Yeah.
It's still in Lithgow doing it. I mean, he's like, he's just as good as his own thing.
I think Lithgow is okay, but it doesn't touch.
The Creature is way better than Lithgow.
Well, of course it
scarier,
is. Because John Landis movie made in the
80s. on the Twilight Zone, you can see the fucking zipper on the coat.
Well, speaking of which, we're talking about the props and everything and Stranger Things, and this keeps coming into my head and I forget to ask. What was the name of the stuffed animal? And Jeff had it. Where it looked like a caveman, and he had a mustache.
Man, oh man.
What?
It was on the show. They had the little stuffed animal with the... All right, never mind.
No. Keep it nice.
It was like...
It was on Stranger Things?
Maybe my friend Matt had it. It was a guy... It looked like it was a caveman, and he had a red beard and a red head, and he was all fluffy and...
This sounds like Yosemite Sam.
And tan. No, it wasn't.
I'm going to look it up.
It was a caveman.
I'm going to look it up.
I looked up stuff caveman 1980s. But hey, I posted on before the show. I should have done that earlier.
What?
But I posted on Twitter that we're going to be recording and said, hey, what's on your mind? And Pete Davis said Captain Crunch's cameo on Black Sails. Was that a real thing?
I don't think so.
Pete Davis is an idiot.
Let's go find the Crunch Berry.
That's
sodomy.
Man, Pete,
you should have him
funny. He is funny. He's funny as shit. And then Echo Foxtrot said, aren't we all from Virginia? No, wait, that's vagina. Sorry. I don't understand.
What?
Rockdale Tiger, one of our great fans.
Oh, yeah.
He says, Suicide Squad, apparently the embargo was lifted and the reviews are shit. I have heard that all day long.
Yeah.
It's got a B- in Entertainment Weekly. The trailer makes it look super good, though.
But a B- that means good, right?
Yeah.
I mean... I don't know. I want to see it. I have no interest in Justice League, but I do want to see Suicide Squad.
If I'm going to the movies right now, I'm going to go see Sausage Party.
Oh,
that looks dirty. Funny.
It looks very funny. And The Infiltrator. Have you seen the previews for that with Cranston?
Yeah, I have.
That shit looks awesome.
Rogan said that the doing that animated movie is how we got to do Stranger Things.
Oh, really?
Preacher. Really?
Yeah, I mean, that movie was like his blockbuster, and then he could do his pet project, so I'm glad that he's out there doing that shit.
Yeah, no doubt. And his blockbusters are funny. So.
They are, for the most part.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to Independence Day Resurgence?
No, that's creepy as fuck.
Oh, shit. Resurgence like bombed super hard.
It was terrible.
But I mean, I didn't hear a fucking thing.
It was bad. And now Suicide Squad's going to get bad reviews.
I don't want to see Bill Pullman. I want to see Serpent in the Rainbow Bill Pullman. I don't want to see old fucking Bill Pullman. I mean, it's like they just put all these people.
And we're off.
Yeah, they just ruined
it. To Haiti.
Serpent in the Rainbow.
Not to Haiti.
Ice pick in my balls.
You have to be the stupidest person on the I'm going to watch Ruthless People again soon and see if it's still funny. It's got to be funny.
I'm sure it has Ruthless its people? Moments. Yeah. Danny DeVito, Bette Midler.
Judge Reinhold.
Oh, the judge.
Judge Reinhold was great.
And the lesser Slater, Helen Slater.
We should try. You know what we should do? I love Helen Slater.
Secret of my success.
No. We should try to get Judge Reinhold on the show because we would have a great time with him.
Where what? Is he? What does he do now?
How could we get Judge Reinhold in the show?
I don't know. I'll try to
figure it out. Tweet to him.
I mean, of all the celebrities, Reinhold. You had Ron White in your shop today.
I'll tell all the radios to tweet to Judge Reinhold. Let's see if Judge Reinhold's on Twitter right now.
He is on Twitter. Because with the day he joined up, I went, Billy, an exclamation point. And he wrote back, what?
He's probably jerking off to Phoebe Cates right now.
I would just talk to him. Listen, we were just talking about Beverly Hills Cop.
It's at Judge Reinhold on Twitter. I'm following him now. I'm going to tweet to him right now.
Yeah. Copy Radio Labyrinth.
Come on, radio.
Would you please? I mean, be nice.
Yeah. Don't be like your usual
self. Say we're podcasting right now. We're talking about you. Please.
Darling bank manager.
Don't be condescending.
Give me some more money, you bastard. May the fruit of your loins be may the seed of your loins be fruitful in the belly of your woman. Love, Neil. It's from The Young Ones.
I knew that.
They're writing their bank manager because they needed money. And then a truck full of money crashed into their house. And Vivian was pregnant, but he was really had a fart. All right. Other breaking news today, which I saw on Twitter a little while ago, is that they're going to remake Splash.
No.
And the casting is oh so spectacular. With Channing Tatum playing the role of the merman.
Oh, come on now.
Now.
You're fucking around.
No. Let me finish. The key to Splash was either A.
John Candy.
The mermaid.
Yeah.
And the mermaid. And the mermaid. Or
John
B.
Candy.
The writing and the acting between Tom Hanks
and
John Candy.
Well,
and Eugene Levy.
Yes.
Daryl Hannah, you could have put any actress in that role.
Sure.
Who cares?
Interchangeable.
She's just hot then.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you could almost see her nipples when you're 12.
When Tom Hanks is going to take her off to go find the mermaid, and John Candy goes, you got enough money? And Tom Hanks is like, yeah, I'm all right. He's like, can I have some then?
Yeah, right. That's the best.
My favorite line is when Tom Hanks is on the boat and the guy goes, you say you can't swim, and you wouldn't want me to do this.
We're on a little boat.
Yeah.
The recurring line, though.
Just me and the moron twins.
The week I'm having.
We're not twins.
We're not twins.
Bocce balls. No, don't do that.
Oh, shit, I got to watch that now.
Yeah. Oh, so fucking good. Now, okay, they are. Why is Disney remaking this?
Well,
money, of course.
Why are they making anything?
But it's going to suck.
Yes.
It is going to be terrible.
Didn't they learn the lesson with Ghostbusters?
Well, I feel like any of these ones where they flip the gender, they should have to tweak the name. Like, they should have to call this Sploosh.
Yeah, I like that. Because that's what it's going to be, a big fucking ejaculate on your
yeah,
fist.
Sploosh. But the thing Gashbusters. Is,
again,
you know.
it's not the act. It is the actors. It's not the story, you know. I mean, for Christ's sake, it's terrible because, again, Splash is good because of who is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's the writing and the casting that's so more important than the story in this case because it's just a dumb movie about a mermaid. You know?
Tom Hanks was so comedically gifted during that time, you
and
know,
you're gonna
before he transitioned to full drama.
Replace that with fucking Channing Tatum and whoever the chick is. I don't know.
The merman.
I don't bother caring. But anyway.
Channing Tatum's not a bad actor.
No, he's not, but this is dumb.
It's a stupid idea. Why would he go from like doing something like Foxcatcher where he proves how great an actor
he is
in
21 Jump Street?
Like he was, but.
See, those are okay because that's just a dumbass fucking Fox show.
Yeah, but this is like really stupid.
Yeah.
This is really dumb.
It's not going to work, and fuck you for wasting film.
I would think Vin Diesel would be playing the mermaid. That's how dumb this is.
Yeah, fuck you, Disney, for making this movie, if you do make it. So I hope nobody goes and sees it. That's my opinion.
They won't.
I won't see it.
All right, so I'm going to do some... what do you call it?
Well, what did Ghostbusters do? Did it do anything?
No, it did horrible.
Right. I mean, are they learning their lesson now that this shit is...
No, they're not. Of course they're not. Because there's a demographic that'll go waste money on
Ghostbusters that. Wasn't as bad as I thought it was, by the way. I saw it last weekend.
And then, you know what they'll do? They'll have this whole thing. It's like, oh, finally, a movie where the merman is sexy. Whatever. Fuck you in the butt. Make your
merman.
Own movie.
Is he going to have the whole mermaid tail?
I don't know.
That's not sexy.
No.
Be banged by a fish. That sounds stupid.
His cock has a spike in it.
Yeah. I mean, it's so dumb.
Anyway.
I don't like it.
I'm going to go ahead and do staff picks, which, by the way...
Dick picks.
By the way, dick picks are going to be... I'm going to start posting them on Facebook again because a couple people are asking me. Please post them on Facebook. So, yes, I will do that from now on. All right. My staff pick this week, kind of convoluted, but I'm going to kick it off. There's a show on AdultSwim.com called Daytime Fighting
League. Yeah, I watched the first one.
And it's pretty much over now. I mean, there might be one more left, but... Our old friend Vinny Bucci from the Regular Guys show was on that show.
Is he wrestling?
Yep.
It's not real wrestling, but it is competitions in a wrestling ring, right. And there are grapples. And there's a lot of smack talk, and the announcers are funny as shit. I got to do more research and catch up, because I only watched the one episode, and I'm not going to spoil it for you, but Vinny was on it.
He's a sweetheart.
I got to watch it just for that.
And I asked Vinny to write up a thing for me to read. So he sent me, I guess he copied and pasted it from AdultSwim.com, which is what I could have done. It was too lazy to do, so thank you, Vinny, for copying and pasting it. A show on Adult Swim where 16 fighters compete for an ultimate prize, $500 and the Weasel Cup. It gives everyday people the chance to hop in a wrestling ring and compete in matches unlike any fight seen before. Each match has a strange and unique gimmick, kind of like the matches from WWE in the 90s. Also, the fights are not predetermined and all wins are legitimate. Now, what I saw him do with this muscular guy, and by the way, he looks like Shmoo. Without a shirt on.
Shmoo.
I'm not insulting him because he doesn't give a shit. That's one thing I've always liked about Vinny and why it really didn't play to the educated on the Regular Guy show is that when... You made fun of him. He didn't care.
No, I used to run into him at open mics sometimes. We went to the same open mics.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's just such a sweetheart.
I mean, there were times when I really felt bad for the guy because there were things said that were super abusive and really...
Didn't rattle him.
No, sometimes it did.
Oh.
But I would always say to him at the end of the week on Friday, man, hey, you did a really good job this week. Because he wasn't getting paid. And he came in there every day to get abused. And I thought a lot of the original content we had with him and
Jerry
was good at the beginning. But anyway, that's beside the point. But I saw him in his match, and he is walking down shirtless. I swear to God, he looks like Shmoo. If Shmoo had stretch marks.
Oh, jeez.
He's just a little round guy. He reminds me of Andrew Zimmern, if Andrew Zimmern were pale. You know Andrew Zimmern. Bizarre Foods guy.
Bizarre Foods. Yeah.
So, I mean, and he's cool. And I'm not saying Vinny's not cool because I think he's cool. Anyway, so the show is he and this guy are grappling in a ring, and they're fighting for a sponge in this giant thing of red liquid. And,
oh, so it's like this type of stuff.
And yeah, and you got to crawl to your bucket, and whoever has the most liquid in their bucket at the end of the match wins. So that was kind of interesting, but the commentators are funny, and it's just they say random shit. I mean, I think it's all improv, which I really like. And so it's on AdultSwim.com, and again, it's called Daytime Fighting League, and there are a lot of cool matches to watch if you like that shit. And I got a couple other things, and then I'll get out of your hair here.
I'll get out of your hair. I'm bothering you.
I know I'm bothering you. Yeah. I was talking
to the host of the show. But
no, I'm talking to you guys, not the audience.
Okay.
Part of my deference.
All my hair's in that salad.
Yeah, my pube.
Oh,
I started watching a documentary down at Sean and Lisa's called Dreams with Sharp Teeth about Harlan Ellison and Robin Williams. Now, Jeff, are you familiar with Harlan Ellison?
The author?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you read? Have you read a lot of his works?
No, I mean, I know who he is, and I think he wrote some Star Trek, maybe.
Yeah, he wrote City on the Edge of Forever.
Right.
The name of the documentary is Dreams with Sharp Teeth, and it opens up with Robin Williams talking about him, and it came out, I think, in 2006 or 2007.
Hmm.
And I do believe it's on Netflix, but we're watching the DVD. And this guy, who I've only heard of, I never read any of his stuff, and I wasn't familiar, and of course I've seen all the Star Treks if he wrote for Star Trek, but... found out that Robin Williams and a lot of these comics, and he was a subversive writer in the 50s and 60s of sci-fi and essays, and his whole thing is, do it for yourself, and you make the money, and you don't do shit for free. And he's just super opinionated and angry. And I'm like, I worship this guy. And I just heard of him. So that was good. And then I watched a show on Netflix called Danger 5. Any of you guys ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's an Australian show about this group of people who go around trying to kill Hitler.
Mm.
Oh.
And it's ridiculous.
The guys on Tell 'em Steve Dave love that show.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
It's ridiculously dumb. I sat there with, like, when I wasn't laughing, I was just staring at it. It is the fucking weirdest show, but it's so funny. And so, again, it's called Danger 5. It's on Netflix. And
there's five of them, I take it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just, it's weird. Just give it, and, I don't know. That's, so those are my...
is this a whole series or is this a movie?
It's a series.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how many episodes are there?
I think there's like 8, maybe 12. I don't know. We just watched the first one.
Is it newer or was it out like years ago and Netflix just picked it up or
something?
No,
I think it's within the last 5 years or so.
Okay.
See, I know an awful lot about it. Anybody die?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Anything tragic happen?
From here on out.
No, shut.
I won't suicide. No. Talk about suicides.
What's your pick?
My You're pick.
Oh, I know what it is. It's a Karen Carpenter story.
Oh, hamburgers and
Natalie Wood.
No, it's the Heather O'Rourke story. Heather O'Rourke, she was the little girl from Poltergeist.
I talked to her on the phone.
Tim called her during the MDA telethon.
Yeah, the MDA telethon in Vegas. I got the direct number, and she was sitting next to Gary Coleman, and she got on the phone, and I go, can you put Gary Coleman on the phone?
Oh, yeah.
She said,
I can't pass the phone over to him. Stop it.
And was this right before she died?
Yeah.
I don't know if the time frame.
It had to have been.
She died
when she was like 8 or something like that.
No.
So. Yeah.
She was on Happy Days.
Yeah, she died. I forget.
She was probably.
Fonzie's died. She had pneumonia and died.
I thought she was impacted with poop and they didn't. They let it go on too long.
Yeah, man.
And it ruptured something.
Oh, that's terrible.
Anyway, my pick. Hey, woo! I felt like I should have Kevin Meaney standing behind me doing that old bit.
My sister Sam on Netflix. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, how about the Voyagers? What's his name? Lee?
John Eric.
That kid, watch this. What else was that kid?
That's Punky Brewster's brother.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The kid?
He had huge tits.
He was a moon fry?
Yeah.
Punky.
No, his moon name's fry. Different, but...
moon fry.
He's her brother.
Punky was very, 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 very good.
Punky.
Doesn't she have 12 kids now?
She does have a lot of kids. Yeah. She's still hot.
Yeah, well...
Not as hot as when she was punky.
You like all those little colored bandanas.
I don't mean that, of course.
No, on Wonder Years she was
such a pedo.
What?
I said you're a pedo.
Oh.
She was on Wonder Years.
No, I don't ever watch Wonder Years.
Yeah, that's right. She was on there. I forgot about that.
What's your pick?
My pick is the show called Marcella on Netflix. I finished Bloodline. You know, you put me on it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say.
What'd you think?
Fucking loved it. Yeah. Season 2, I just poured through it. Mm-hmm. I was watching it on my phone while I was getting ready in the morning. I was obsessed with it. I couldn't wait for it to be. So then one of my, you know, crazy killer shows like that ended, so I got to have something else. Mm-hmm. So I started this Marcella show, and it's nuts. It's like a combination of Mr. Robot and Breaking Bad almost. It's a British show, and it aired on ITV originally starting in April of this year. So Netflix bought the rights and put it on there. This bitch, she's a cop, okay? So she...
Spoiler alert.
Just to let you know, just to try and get you interested in it. So she was a cop, and she's retired, sort of. Stayed at home with her kids or whatever. And her husband tells her in the first 5 minutes of the show they didn't want to be with her anymore. So she goes crazy and beats the shit out of his car with a baseball bat, right? So she's a little unhinged. Well, then meanwhile, the serial killer that she was chasing 8 years before and she never caught... He's back on the scene. So they come to her about it, and she's like, well, I want to get back involved in this because, you know, I'm getting cheated on, and I got nothing else to do with my life. So she gets back involved in it, and meanwhile, she finds out that her husband's been cheating on her with the chick that is over top of him at his job, and she goes into these fugue states, right, like where she didn't remember shit.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not sure. This lady ends up dead, kind of the same way the serial killer kills people, but they think it's she can't remember if she killed her or not. So meanwhile, she's investigating who killed her, but she may have killed her.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's really trippy. And like, I mean, the whole, it's kind of like the Nick, the direction of it is almost like Soderbergh or whatever, but all the acting is fucking top notch.
All right.
It's really interesting.
I'm in.
I'm on episode 4 right now, and I'm like, the end of every episode, you're like, what the fuck? I mean, it's really good.
All right.
Marcella. I thought it was Marcella, but somebody calls her Marcella on the show, and she's like, it's Marcella.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Jeff?
My pick's Making America Great Again, David Cross.
Oh, I thought you were going to say special. Donald Trump.
Nope. David Cross's Netflix special comes out on the 5th.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, so you haven't seen it.
There's been some promos for it that are pretty
You know it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
Does he take a shit on the American flag?
No. But this is that tour that he just did that I didn't get to see when he just came through town last time. It's the Making America Great tour.
Oh, cool.
So this is the filmed version of that live show. Should be good.
All right.
Comes out on 8/5.
8/5, people.
8/5.
8/5.
If you're listening to this podcast on 8/5, finish listening and then go to watch Making America Great Again.
There you go.
But I was referencing that Mr. Show bit.
Which one?
Remember whenever he said, I'm going to take a shit on the American flag. Oh, yeah. And he tried, he couldn't.
Yes.
I got a couple podcasts because I'm the podcast guy.
Shocking.
I'm always the podcast guy now. Well, I listen to a lot of shit, but I don't watch a lot of shit. You probably heard this. It was on Gilbert's show, but it was probably from like a month ago. Amy Heckerling.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
Yeah, so I just finally caught up and listened to that, and it was phenomenal. And
did they talk about her limo driver or her personal assistant that Gilbert made fun of on Howard's show?
Yes, yes.
The one who thought he was horrific.
Who was what?
The one who thought he was terrible because he told a Holocaust joke.
Right, yeah, they talked about that, and then... But she had a babysitter for her daughter.
Yeah.
And Gilbert used to call her constantly. And she was foreign, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, her? No. Yeah. She was a babysitter.
Yeah, but she was like, Gilbert is awful.
He would call her
and
say, what are you wearing? You know, and like just harass her constantly. But, you know, then of course she talked about the movies and Fast Times and everything. And, you know, incidentally talked about the Phoebe Cates scene.
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold. And she didn't want to, you know, show her tits, but she convinced her to. And
it was the car song, right? The Moving in Stereo. Is that what made her do it?
Yeah.
Doesn't anybody fucking knock anymore?
So anyway, go to Gilbert's Big Colossal podcast and search for
Amazing
Amy.
Colossal.
Amazing.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Amazing.
Amazing Colossal podcast.
He had a cameo in Sharknado 4, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah.
I'll never see that.
It's so random, but I like the one from, I think it was a couple months ago, with Tony Orlando.
That was a good one also.
That was very good.
I'm listening presently to the John Biner one.
No, the John
Biner. You're not ready on a show.
All right. Oh, because that's the latest one, right?
No, it's from July. That's 11.
Well, anyway, Amy Heckerling one is good. And then I talked about Rob Reiner being on Marin a while back, and then he was also on The Nerdist kind of recently. And so it's Rob Reiner again, but he got into, on The Nerdist, Chris Hardwick got him talking about some of the movies a little more than Marin did, so... pretty in-depth on Princess Bride and Spinal Tap. And,
that's cool.
So there was a lot of good
Hardwick
stories.
Hardwick will back off and let you answer his questions, and he's also a nerd, so he's curious.
Well, that's the thing. I think he's more like us, where he's so into those films.
Was Matt Meyer on that episode? Got some good questions, too.
No, I think they were one-on-one. I feel like they were. And then, look, I've talked about it before, but the Pete and Sebastian show, it's Sebastian Maniscalco, who I know I brought up last week.
Oh, my God, kinda. You ass worship.
I know, but listen, I listen to that podcast every week,
balls.
And I haven't talked about it in a while, but it's so fucking hilarious. You have to listen to that. It's just a hysterical show. Right. So, try it. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Listen, fellas, everybody, thank you very much to Mary Todd Hairdressing Company for the finest haircut you'll ever have. Go online to marytoddhairco.com. Look around. Check out the product. Book an appointment online. Tim Andrews works Tuesdays through Saturdays, so if you want him to wash your hair, odds are he'll be there. Famous people go there. Ron White went there.
Taylor Sands likes a haircut. Sorry.
Lucky Yates from Archer goes there. He's Dr. Krieger and also Tim Andrews. But seriously, you... seriously, you get a decent haircut. That's all I'm saying. I don't ever cut my hair because it's curly and I'm just going to get a perm. And it's just been growing inside my brain for 35 years.
Now, see, I never went to that, and look what happened to my head.
Your hair looks terrible, Gene.
I never went to Mary Todd, so don't be like me.
He looks like a picture of a Q-tip. It's negative. Anyway. Mary Todd Hairdressing Company on Carroll Street in Atlanta's historic Cabbage Town. Catch me on Twitter at Tim Andrews here. On Facebook, Tim Andrews. Or, of course, always follow us online at @radio_labyrinth, Radio Labyrinth on Facebook. Please like us on iTunes. Please rate them, review us, and we'll go ahead and read them. And I guess you can catch me every Sunday, 12 to 3, on the Von Hessler Doctrine on AM 750, 95.5 FM, WSB, depend on it.
I'm Dave Baker with a Home Fix-It Show.
Sponsored by Pennzoil.
Everybody tweet to Judd Reinhold and tell him to come on our podcast.
Yeah.
Please. Oh, my God. And then Judd Nelson. Right behind him.
We'll get him later.
And a judge and a Judd.
We can talk about From the Hip.
Yes, we can. Finally, that we know the name of that movie
that's
now.
Right.
So that's good.
The one I bought on VHS. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Next week, I believe, we got Dan Carroll coming back.
Oh, yeah?
Was that next week or 2 weeks?
It might be 2 weeks. We're going to have him back on to do.
We got
to
get him on before Dragon Con again.
Dragon Con preview.
I put in a request for a bunch of interviews, so
okay,
hopefully
good. We'll
get one of them anyway.
Yeah.
I think I put in 10 requests. That's the limit.
Okay.
Well, you did Carl Urban, right?
I did, yes.
Yes. Well, even if we don't get a lot of celebrity or any celebrity interviews, we're still going to interview people and have a good time down there.
Yeah.
So. Well,
but hopefully we can get somebody, even if it's like Dan Schneider would be cool.
Yeah.
Or Chris Gore even, or somebody, you know, that maybe not a lot of people want to interview.
I
did not request George Lowe, although he was one of the options.
He'll probably talk to us anytime.
Yeah.
What about James Urbaniak? Is that how you say it?
Yes, I did request everybody from
Venture Brothers.
All right, yeah.
Cool. All right, guys, thanks a lot for listening. We'll be back next week. Until that time, please remember to keep
it in. Two Faces Radio.